This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 13th, 2026. For tower climber Denny Todd, KC7RVK, there is only one required tool, fear. Todd, now 86 years old, has been climbing towers for 70 years. His first was in South Dakota when he was 16 to put up an antenna so residents there could receive stations from Omaha, Nebraska, 90 miles away. His climbing career was influenced by an interest in science and radio. His father was an engineer at a local AM station. And once he was up in the air, Denny never looked back or down. The fear to me meant I had to do everything, take every precaution to climb safely, said Todd. Then he was also involved in helicopter-assisted work on high towers. You climb up a section of tower while a chopper flies in either with another section of tower or an antenna that needs to be attached. And he said it's a little scary trying to insert the bolts and tighten the nuts at the same time the aircraft is hovering above. In 1962, after earning an associate degree in electrical engineering from Central Technical Institute and his FCC first-class radio telephone license, Todd began working for South Dakota Public Television and in 1966 became the assistant director of engineering. For the past 25 years, he has worked with his partner, Lynn Layton, KG7PTC, also an accomplished tower climber and amateur radio operator. Last month, Todd and Layton went to Las Vegas for the convention of the National Association of Tower Erectors, that's NATE, of which Todd was a founding member back in 1995. NATE is a nonprofit trade organization dedicated to providing a unified voice for companies in the diverse tower and communications infrastructure construction, service, and maintenance industries. Todd tried to retire in 1978, but that didn't work. So when does he plan to stop climbing? When I lay down for my dirt nap, he chuckled. It's not too early to gear up and get ready for ARRL Field Day. Field Day 2026 takes place on June 27th and 28th and will bring together more than 30,000 amateur radio operators for one of the most popular on-air events in the U.S. and Canada. This year's Field Day theme is Amateur Radio, a National Resource. Combined with the ARRL Year of the Club, it provides the perfect opportunity for radio clubs to set up stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. All the information you need to get started can be found on the Field Day website, including how to join the ARRL Field Day Facebook group, where you can share your plans, tips, and tricks for a successful Field Day. The overall objective for Field Day is to contact as many stations as possible on the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter HF bands, as well as all bands above 50 megahertz, and to learn to operate in less than optimal conditions. Many clubs choose to set up in camp-style fashion with portable equipment, temporary antennas, and off-grid power sources. Field Day is open to all amateurs in the areas covered by the ARRL-RAC field organizations and countries within IARU Region 2, that's North and South America. DX stations residing in other regions may be contacted for credit, but are not eligible to submit entries. Each claimed contact must include contemporaneous direct initiation by the operator on both sides of the contact. Initiations of a contact may be either locally or by remote. Also check out the Field Day site locator page to help find participating stations near you, and as an added incentive for anyone participating in ARRL's year-long America 250 Worked All States WAS Award, contacts made with the ARRL-affiliated clubs all year, including during Field Day, will count towards your America 250 WAS-affiliated club endorsement. Check out all the details at www.arrl.org, America250-WAS. For more information about ARRL Field Day, visit www.arrl.org/field-day. The Dayton Hamvention 2026 award winners have been announced. The Technical Achievement Award went to Robert Famiglio, K3RF. Famiglio has spent almost 60 years in amateur radio, blending technical expertise, legal knowledge, and leadership in emergency communications. A longtime mentor, Famiglio supports on-air training and club programs, stressing technical competence, regulatory literacy, and readiness for public service. Amateur Award of the Year went to Dr. Jose Otis Vicens, NP4G. Vicens was born and raised raised in Puerto Rico. He was first licensed at the age of 16 and is the only amateur radio operator in his family. He is a past president of the Puerto Rico Amateur Radio League and president of the International DX Association. Special Achievement Award went to Martha Fell, N3QBE, and Joe Fell, W3GMS. Martha and Joe Fell's journey began in 1966 when Joe earned his novice license, WN3GMS, at the age of 14. Today, Martha and Joe Fell mentor students of all ages and interests. While their first student is currently pursuing a PhD in electrical engineering at MIT, their youngest started at just 8 years old. And Club of the Year went to Long Island CW Club. The Long Island CW Club is an online Morse code training community built to help hams become confident and proficient CW operators. The club emphasizes high standards alongside a welcoming culture, focusing on teaching practical operational skills while fostering mutual respect and a spirit of learning for fun. You can read the complete 2026 Hamvention Awards announcement at hamvention.org/event-details/awards. The 2026 Dayton Hamvention will be held Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, 2026 at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center, 210 Fairgrounds Road in Xenia, Ohio. The nomination period for the 2026 spring season section manager election cycle concluded on Friday, March 6th. There will be no balloted elections because only one nominee per section was received at ARRL headquarters. Wisconsin will have a new section manager starting July 1st, 2026. Myron Ostrich, KB9STB, was declared elected as the sole nominee. He is currently the Wisconsin Public Information Coordinator. Ostrich will take the reins of the Wisconsin Field Organization from Jason Spetz, KC9FXE, who has been section manager since 2022. The following incumbent section managers did not face opposition and were declared elected for their upcoming new terms of office beginning July 1st, 2026. Thomas B.B., W9RY from Illinois, Bob Burns, AK9R from Indiana, Scott Roberts, KK4ECR from Northern Florida, Scott Rosenfeld, N7JI from Oregon, and Paul Gayette, AA1SU from Vermont. Nominations will be resolicited for section manager positions in Maine and Santa Clara Valley in January 2027, QST, because no nominating petitions were received by the receipt of the deadline on March 6th. Phil Dugan, N1EP, decided not to run for another term of office as section manager of Maine, a position he has held since December of 2021. And in Santa Clara Valley, James Armstrong, NV6W, decided not to run for a new term of office after serving the section manager since August of 2020. In Branson, Missouri, Sky Warren Youth, a group of young amateur radio operators dedicated to weather spotting, emergency communication, and community education, will operate special event station N0A for the next 2 weeks to promote severe weather awareness. N0A will operate March 15th through the 29th, 2026, at various times, day and night, as time permits, using single sideband and FT8, FT4 on 80, 40, 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10 meters, as well as FT8 on 160 and 30 meters. For operators without HF access, Skywarn Youth invites check-ins to their weekly nets on Sundays, March 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th at 7:30 p.m. Central Time via multiple repeaters and VOIP networks. All check-ins to those nets will officially be added to the N0A special event log. Being prepared and establishing situational awareness during severe weather events is crucial and will help you and your family to stay safe, said Skywarn Youth Net Manager Caleb Safair, KE0FOE. Our goal with this special event station is to educate the amateur radio community about the dangers of severe weather and the importance of being prepared. All amateur radio operators are encouraged to spread the word and participate in this effort to strengthen weather safety networks worldwide. More information is available at www.skywarnyouth.net. Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, in Florida will be hosting the return of Ham Waves of History, a live commemorative amateur radio event taking place from March 17th to the 19th, 2026. This tribute honors the men and women who served at Buckingham Army Airfield, BAAF, during World War II, a site that was once the largest airfield in Florida. public is invited to visit the Lee County Mosquito Control District Homestead House, the former site of the airfield, on March 17th and 18th at 8 to 5 p.m. and March 19th from 8 to 3 p.m. Admission is free. During the event, FMARC operators will operate live with an event call sign of W4LX from the historic grounds where nearby 50,000 gunners graduated to defend Allied bombers in the skies over Europe and in the Pacific. Visitors can watch operators use modern and vintage radio technology to connect with other enthusiasts worldwide, sharing the story of Buckingham's pivotal role in achieving Allied air superiority. Here's a story you won't hear on ARRL Audio News, but you can listen to it on the ARRL homepage. The Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, WCARS, WCARS, an ARRL special service club, now has its own Hamfest theme song. It's a bluegrass tune composed for the Waynesville Hamfest by Zach Thompson, KM4BLG, and the up-and-coming bluegrass band CQDX and the 73s. You can listen to this unique amateur radio composition at ARRL.org. Yo. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. A new 6U CubeSat has been deployed from the ISS. It is Tenko 2, constructed by Nihon University in Japan. It boosted itself to a 500-kilometer circular orbit where it will remain for about 3 months. The linear transponder has an uplink on 145.895 through 145.935 MHz and a downlink on 435.875 through 435.915 MHz. After initial testing of all the systems, it will be operational 2 days per week. A schedule will be announced. Digital images will be transmitted on 435.895 MHz. This frequency will also be used by the Digitalker with preloaded audio. It has a 5.8 GHz using 38.4 kbps in 4 FSK. For now, Tenko 2 can be found as object HTV-X1 if you're looking for the TLEs. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, March 14th, the YVDX Ready Contest, that's digital. March 14th and 15th, the SARL VHF UHF FM Contest, that's phone. March 14th to 15th, the SARL Field Day Contest, CW phone and digital. Also on the 14th and 15th, the Commonwealth BERU Contest, that's CW. The 14th and the 15th, the DIG QSO Party, single sideband and phone. And on March 14th and 15th, the EAPSK63 contest, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on March 15th, Winterfest 2026, the National Capital Area Ham Radio Fair, ARRL Virginia State Convention in Vienna, Virginia. March 21st, St. Patrick's Day Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention, that's at Midland, Texas. And on March 28th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention, that's in Bismarck, North Dakota. And don't forget to remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Crescent City Amateur Radio Group in New Orleans, Louisiana, for airing the ARRL Audio News on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.